The best French toast ever. A breakfast worth waking up for. French toast, the breakfast item with more layers than your past relationships. Image of a plate of sultry golden French toast, side-eyeing a carafe of maple syrup. Morning humans, brunch warriors, and everyone who's ever texted you up to a carton of eggs at dawn. Let's chat about the diva of the breakfast world, French toast. A dish that, despite its name, isn't exactly French, and might be as genuine as those designer bags your cousin sells from the trunk of his car. But we don't judge. Who wore it first? Like that questionable shirt your uncle insists was cool in the 80s, the French toast recipe has a past. And not the quaint once upon a time in Paris story you'd expect. While you may imagine it gracefully descending the Eiffel Tower's steps, the reality is more been there, done that across continents. From ancient Romans, before avocado toast was a twinkle in a millennial's eye, to the German Arme Ritter, which translates to poor knights, probably lamenting the price of avocado toast, this dish is more traveled than your gap year buddy who won't stop talking about their awakening in Bali. The elegance of creation, a gentle how-to. Look, I won't bore you with precise teaspoons and temperatures, we're not launching rockets here, but for the benefit of the uninitiated, let's unpack the magic. Choosing the bread. Think of it as the dating app of the culinary world. You swipe left on the fresh, naive loaves and give a cheeky right swipe to the mature, day-old brioche or challah. They've seen some things and they're ready for commitment. The custard affair. This is where it gets steamy. A luxurious blend of heavy cream, the mysterious allure of vanilla, and a wink of nutmeg. Submerge the bread like it's enjoying a day at the spa, minus the awkward massage. The sizzle. Here's the dance. Golden brown and just a hint of crisp, like the perfect tan after a day at the beach, minus the sunburn. Make it extra just like you maple syrup. How quaint. How about going gourmet with a fruit compote or even getting nutty with some almond butter? And for those who understand life's little luxuries, a dash of creme fraiche is like the cherry on top. Except it's not a cherry, and it's French. Like the toast. Or not. Closing thoughts, because we really must. French toast isn't just a dish. It's a state of mind. It's been around the block, has its secrets, and knows how to deliver the goods. Sound familiar? So next time your morning feels as uninspired as the 10th photo of someone's baby on your social feed, remember, French toast is there for you. It's sophisticated, seasoned, and let's face it, probably understands you better than your last Tinder date. Cheers to history, layers, and breakfasts that require both butter and wit. And always remember, if breakfast is the most important meal of the day, make sure it's also the most entertaining.